You are listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to read more on festivals, events, blogs, and more, visit rockersinrecovery.com or visit us on Facebook. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Hey, hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Give you a little bit of background. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education, and we do it through music, news, events, and festivals that take place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the About page, and you can find out all the information you need to know about Rockers in Recovery. We got the Rockers in Recovery Music Fest coming up here rapidly on, of course, February 11th, 2017. You can go to the website. You can click on the flyer and download it. The flyer was just updated today, and we, of course, look forward to more downloads to that. We've had over 1,000 downloads to the flyers so far. We're very excited with how everything's turning out, and we look forward to seeing everybody at the festival. Today, we have treatment and recovery, and our guest is Rehab Nexus, and Jordan Needle, who's with Rehab Nexus, is going to be talking to us about some great things. One of them is shattering patients' limited beliefs, and we're going to find out what that's all about. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's a beautiful day. Any day we're above there. So, what is the concept? Jordan, let's get into this. I want to ask you, what do you do at Rehab Nexus? What is your what is your title at Rehab Nexus?
Rehab Nexus. I am the program director in charge. For the programming, for the groups, for the individual therapy, and the day-to-day operations of the facility.
And part of that is shattering patients' limited beliefs. What is that?
Correct. So I've been in this industry, John, for going on 25 years with mental health, between mental health and substance abuse. And so, I've been I've seen a couple of different agencies and they're functioning. So as far as when you're saying the limiting beliefs, Rehab Nexus, we're an evidence and identity-based program. We focus on rewiring your brain and guiding the patient to create empowering results in their own lives. It's basically a perfect fit for anyone seeking treatment for substance abuse and co-occurring issues. We believe as strongly in the mental health aspect as we do, with the substance abuse. I believe that it is one, you don't have one with the other. Whether a person is feeling helpless or hopeless and they reach for that drug or they're reaching for the rig or whatever they're doing, it starts from somewhere. And so we try to really, really work with the co-recurring issues. And as far as the limiting beliefs, we focus on what a patient can do as opposed to what they can't do. And all too often, I think agencies and also the patients themselves, they think they're not capable of completing something or attaining certain goals. And that could be the result of something they experienced in their life. It could be a result of somebody telling them they can't do something. That could be family. That could be friends. And which is basically, a big letdown. And so shattering the limiting beliefs is teaching them that they can do something that they thought they were not able to do, not able to accomplish, right or wrong. And educating them that, let's shatter that belief that you're an addict, that you're an alcoholic, that you're not, that doesn't define who you are. You're so much more than that. And get them going on, to the right course in life.
So overall, what would you say that the benefit to the patient, what will they receive as far as a benefit for this type of modality?
We, for Rehab Nexus, we utilize multiple modalities, CBT, cognitive behavioral, EMDR, REBT, empowerment. We offer these fun and unique groups. As far as our modality, it's not to focus on the person's defects. I think all too often in centers, the focus is on what's going on. They're having problems with legal issues. They're having problems in their own lives. They're attaching to the negative. And so as far as modality, we don't put labels on them. We don't have our therapists will never. And we educate everybody. No one is called an addict. No one is called an alcoholic. That's not who they are. They are so much more than that. And so we don't put labels. We don't allow those words basically to be used. typical group. They're running around. They're going around the group. They're saying, "Hi, I'm Joe, whoever, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm an addict." No, and they start defining themselves as that person and labeling themselves. And also the treatment centers, counseling agencies, they tend to label as well. But that doesn't define who they are, not at all.
I agree.
So, you
I agree
know,
100%.
We want to work so much more than that. If I hear the word addict from a therapist, I would say something right away. That's not who they are. And I think once the patient starts hearing that I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not an addict, that doesn't define who I am. Basically, what we do, we treat the addictive behavior. There is addiction, 100%, because we don't use the certain term addict. We understand there is an addictive behavior. We treat that addictive behavior as a compulsion. And that's why maybe they're feeling hopeless or helpless. Something happened in their life, and that's why they're picking up. That's why they're drinking. That's why they're using.
So in your opinion, you continue to say to yourself for the next 20 years that, I'm an addict. You're going to continue to be an addict.
Yeah, 100%. Every day for 20 years, you're saying, "I'm an addict. I'm an addict. I'm an addict." When does it end? At one point, when does that end? Say, you know what? I'm more than this. I that person may have an addictive personality, but use that addiction to something positive—family, friends, environment. So that way they're growing out of thinking who they are. Because if they define themselves, like you say, for 20 years, and that happens all the time, it's going to be so hard for them to bring themselves up to a point where they're saying, you know what? I can achieve so many things in life. And believe me, I've said with plenty of young people, older people, and they put themselves into this little bubble, and true or not, they can't break out of that bubble. There's no outlet because of what they're told. And a lot of centers and agencies, they're teaching that, hey, you know what, this is who you are. You have to keep up in this area. What we try to say is, what you said before, is shattering their limiting beliefs, showing them that this is not who they are, and building up on that.
And part of this is because, in some of the approaches that are out there, you have to come to believe that, you're an addict and you'll always be an addict. And do you feel that theory is wrong?
I do, because the approaches and there are different approaches available. We're never going to knock approach. Just so you know, we will never knock approach. If something is working for somebody, God bless them, keep working on it. And let's show you our style and our approach to even make higher gains and more gains. So we will never knock approach ever. What we just say is, we have our approach, we have our focus, we have our evidence and identity based techniques that we use. And while we strongly believe in that, I'm not going to knock another center, but if they're using a different modality. But I will say that the modality that we use, it has been shown in study after study to be, significantly more effective in long-term treatment.
Well, and that brings up a great point, because when you look at the big picture of treatment, it's not a cookie cutter. Everybody's individualized. So what might work for one person would not work for another.
No, absolutely. 100%. To say, there are treatment centers to say, we could work with everybody. There are times when one center, or one's approach is not fitting for another person. And at that point, you do the ethical, the moral thing, and you refer them out. But, we strongly believe in our approach. And I was talking about treating it. We treat it, like I said, as a compulsion. We don't focus on the can-dos. The level of therapists that we have, the level of groups that we lead, the types of groups that we have, I've never been with an agency before that does the technical groups that we do to help them out. So many are doing the same types of groups over and over, and it has to start from somewhere. So if we're asking a person to change their identity, but many of these agencies are doing the same thing over and over again, and when they go from one treatment facility to another, but the facility is doing the same thing that the last facility did, nothing's going to change for the patient. So what we're providing is a different modality altogether that's more evidence-based, identity-based for that shift, basically, for them.
Yeah, and if other methods have failed, then this gives, using this approach, it's also something that's not only going to help them with their overall mental health and well-being of the patient, but it's, you know, also going to give them another alternative to just the cookie cutter approach.
Absolutely. See, the patient at that point is going to see themselves in a different light. And that's all, you know, the short term and the long term is for them to make everlasting change. And you're talking about the mental, the well-being. To me, it's all connected. Your mental health, your physical health, how you're feeling physically, how you're feeling mentally. You know, it's all related and all connected, and it all goes back to, you know, substance use. It's what we want is basically the person to grow in all areas of their lives, not just mental health, not just I'm going to stop using and that's it. So you stop using. What's next? You still have to build up your life. You still have to achieve things in life. We want more from them than stop using. That it doesn't stop there. You stop using is great, but what else now can we offer? What else can we offer as far as the program clinically, so that we can get them thinking, okay, now that I stop, look at all these things in life that I can achieve, and how to achieve them as well.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. In closing, I can really see why this particular modality is used, versus other types. And why, at the very beginning, did you make this part of Rehab Nexus?
Yeah, you know, this was very important for me. I have a family history of alcohol and drug abuse. My sister, 4 years ago, December 23rd, passed away from this. You know, it's a day I'll always remember. And so I wanted to instill a program that I know will help people, that I know that it's going to, you know, get rid of the negative thoughts and feelings people are having and build a strong foundation for themselves. So to me, this means everything. I've dealt with it on a personal level, and any patient that walks through these doors, I'm going to treat them just the same way and act just the same.
Great stuff. You can check out rehabnexus.com. You can also call Jordan at 954-800-0365, 954-800-0365. And you can also send an email at rehab@rehabnexus.com. In closing, what I'd like to be able to do is, you know, there's a lot of things going on with the heroin epidemic. We have a couple of minutes left here. Could you just relate to somebody that might be struggling or a family member that might be struggling, what are some of the things that they could do, especially family members,
you know, to help us here? There are a lot of good treatment centers, you know, in the South Florida area. There are times when we've gotten a bad rap, but there are, like ourselves, good providers out there. As far as the heroin epidemic, if we're doing the right thing and if people do the right thing ethically, the treatment centers, and we work together with the individual and with the family, we can make a lot of change. We have to realize, though, that with the epidemic the way it is, you know, it causes such mass problems, not only for the individual but for the family. And so for our treatment center, for Rehab Nexus, we work as much with the family as we do with the individual. If you just work with the individual and you ignore the family, nothing, you're going to be limited. And so we have a strong foundation working with the family, working with the heroin epidemic, and really, you know, pulling them through this.
Listen, man, I am so happy you came on today. It's great knowledge, great information. That's what this is about. Treatment and recovery. It's about giving education so people can be empowered and be able to do things with their life that they might not necessarily be able to do without the knowledge. So, Jordan, thank you. Rehab Nexus, thank you for being on. And it's rehabnexus.com. Please contact Jordan. You can reach him at 954-800-0365. If you or a family member need help, give them a shout. They're there to be able to help. Jordan, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And, of course, Rehab Nexus is a great organization, and we thank you for all that you do for the community.
Thank you, John, for having us on the show as well. We appreciate it.
Okay, brother. We'll talk soon.
It sounds good. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, there you go. Rockers and Recovery Media. We are, of course, dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery, education through music, news, events, and festivals. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
souvenir, and you're standing in the mirror. Oh, you need a change, you're coming so clear. You gotta bend and break to be safe. Something new, you gotta be.